first a fast dance, immediately going into a slow dance, also usually with a change in time signature. Have a duple dance and then go into a triple meter of some sort or the other. These are Italian round dances that envision a great many richly clad people moving very slowly because they were just stiff with bones and laces and starch and everything else you can imagine. It's very stately sort of thing, very graceful. It had to be. If you made one little wrong move, you either cracked or fell down. So. And temperamental, and it just stays out of tune all the time. So, pardon me here for a minute while I get him right, I think. That sounds about right. I still can't believe the gypsies have run out of Scotland. Well, they've been run out of other places, like restaurants. As a matter of fact, there's a joke about the snakes that St. Patrick drove out of Ireland. They all came to the United States and bought restaurants, right? But a gypsy can get a seat in a restaurant. All he has to do is walk in the door, wait till the manager leaves, and start to scratch. Somebody's going to leave, believe me. He gets the seat. So, yeah. That's Kim Stig, that's English. and his
okay.
cafeteria.
Is that it?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
He's a remarkable guitarist, and we'll hear him again tomorrow. I wonder if the Florida girls are in the audience. If they aren't, it's a delight to introduce a longtime friend. We were just whispering backstage. I heard Sonia in Minneapolis, I think about 1964 or 1965, and she's been coming upon invitation to the Florida Folk Festival off and on ever since. Sonia Malkin, Shady, New York, a real French lady and a beautiful singer.
At the factory. It's very strange. Oh, I know what happened. That's Barbara. When she played my guitar, she tuned it. She frightened me for a minute there. There's something wrong with the guitar. There's something wrong with the guitar anyway. I'm a singer anyway. I enjoy singing more than playing anything. And a good song doesn't really need an accompaniment. The first song is, most of the folk songs, many of them anyway, are work songs, and they didn't play guitars and accordions or whatever with it, you know, what they sang with it. They just sang working. The first song is a sailor song from a riverboat from up on the Ohio Mountain, the Ohio River. They had huge barges, flat bottom boats, and they floated them down the river when they were loaded, the boat, not the sailors. And then when they came up the river, they had to push them with long poles, and it was very hard work. And but they thought themselves as just as romantic as the sailors on the square riggers. They were just as badly paid anyway. So it's a push river, push button, push button, push boat. So I'm working on a push boat from Catlersburg to Pike. I'm working on a push boat for old man Jeffrey Black. For old man Jeffrey Black. I'm working on a push boat for 50 cents a day. I'll buy a dress for Sandy Jane and throw the rest away, and throw the rest away. I'm working on a push boat. The water is mighty slack. We're taking sorghum and molasses down and bringing sugar back and bringing sugar back. The weather is mighty hot, boys. I got blisters on my feet. I'm working on a push boat to buy my bread and meat. To buy my bread and meat. I wish I had a nickel. I wish I had a dime. I'd spend it all on Cindy Jane and dress her mighty fine. And dress her mighty fine. I'm working on a push boat. I'm working in the rain. When we get back to Clacklesburg, it's goodbye, Cindy Jane. It's goodbye, Cindy Jane. I'm working on a push boat.
I come from a family of sailors, sea sailors, from the western part of France, from Brittany, which is a peninsula. If you look at the map of France, it's the closest to America. It just comes out into the sea. And it's a Celtic country. The language there is very close to Welsh and not at all to the rest of France. There's a beautiful... It's a beautiful coast. It's magnificent. And there's one very beautiful harbor on the northern part of the country, which is called Saint-Malo. And Saint-Malo is a fortified city. There's walls all around it, right into the sea, because it was attacked so many times. And there's a huge bay with islands on it, and when the sun goes down, it's a very, very beautiful place. There's one thing that occurred to me about the sailors' song is the fact that most of the time when they sing about women, it's either the girl, the bad girls on the shore, you know, who steal their money and their clothes, and or the little girl back home who just didn't wait, you know, the one who married the butcher boy and the house carpenters and all those guys. But what they don't sing is about the women who did wait. And most of them did. The wives who took care of the children, fed the old folks, took care of the home, you know, and waited for the sailors to come home. Sometimes they didn't. Of course, sometimes it wasn't their fault, you know, the boat sank or something. They couldn't help it. But very often they took off in some island, you know, married somebody in Rio de Janeiro or something. But I decided to sing a song about the women who did wait. Along the Bay of Saint-Malo, when the sun sets upon the sea, the wind blows high, the tide is low, women wait on the quay. I saw the sailing ships of old, square-rigged, all royals on high, bound for conquest, glory, and gold. The women sang lullabies. I saw the fishing fleet a-leaving for Newfoundland for 6 months or more. But when the ocean is deceiving, women grieve on the shore. Too often our men went to war against England, the Dutch, or Spain. But win or lose, they followed their star. Our women prayed in vain. But when friendship and peace prevail with a cargo of mistletoe, merrily bound for Wales they sail. Women sang high and low. Over the walls of St. Malo, the bells are ringing in the rain. They're bringing love and hope in tow. Women dream of their men. Wrapped in their long black capes and knitting, the children playing at their side. The ribbons of their bonnets floating. The women wait and wait.
This is a hurdy-gurdy, a real hurdy-gurdy, not to be mistaken for the organ grinder, which is not a hurdy-gurdy, but took its name from this one, because they both had a crank, and they were both played by beggars in the street. But this one is extremely ancient. I mean, not this one. This one was born about 4 years ago. But the hurdy-gurdy itself goes back to the 7th and 8th century. If you want to see it and the way it works, you can come backstage and I'll show you. Don't be frightened. You may not want to see how it works, now that I think of it. Cousin Thelma calls it the song the day the cow died. The song that the cow died with, or by, or for, or something like that. The weather is mainly responsible for those. There's a G there somewhere. Just have to find it. Getting there is half the fun. That's what they say in the French line. Well, for me, I don't know about you. And it doesn't stay in, either. Come on. All right, Evelyn. They don't like to see me treating my instrument like some people, you know. And some people don't function right. You want to kick them, too. You don't do that. You know, I tuned it backstage. You won't believe this, but it's true. To teach you to play the hurdy-gurdy. Just you wait. I can't even with you guys. All right. I think it's halfway in tune. Those catgut strings, by the way, are not made of catguts. For you cat lovers, they're made of sheep.
And for you sheep lovers, I have no solution to the problem. That's just tough. I like to sing a British song. It's also a Navy song about the what they call the Grey Funnel Line, which was the British Navy during the. Do you feel like singing? Oh, good. About two people say yes. I hope the rest catches on. It's very easy. All you have to sing is, "And it's one more day on the Grey Funnel Line." You think you can remember that? Want to try it? "And it's one more day on the Grey Funnel Line." I want to hear you sing out there. You know, like if it was a whole bloody British Navy singing this song, because actually it's a song which is not for the Navy. The guy who wrote it was pretty miserable. It was during the war, and all he wanted was to go home. You know. I don't mind the rain and the rolling sea, those weary nights never worry me, but the hardest time in a sailor's day is to watch the sun as it fades away. And it's one more day on the Grey Funnel Line. The finest ship that sails the sea is but a prison for the like of me. But give me wings like Noah's dove, and I'll fly up harbor to the one I love. And it's one more day on the grave. I'm not going to be able to sing this song. All right, I'll sing it without it. It's impossible to tune it. It's a play like playing on wet noodles. You know, you've tried to play with wet noodles. Get it. All right. Each time I gaze behind this cruise, it makes me long for old Peter's shoes. I'll walk on down that silver lane and take my love in my arms again. And it's one more day on the Grey Funnel Line. There was a time when I was free, like a floating spar on the rolling sea. But now that spar has washed ashore and came to rest at my true love's door. And it's one more day on the Grey Funnel Line. Oh, Lord, if dreams were only real, have my hands on that wooden wheel. With all my heart, I'd turn around and tell the boys we are homeward bound. And it's one more day on the gray final line. I'll bide my time like some machine until these blue waters turn to green. Then I'll dance on down that walk ashore and sail the gray funnel line no more, and sail the gray funnel line no more. Thank you.
We have a great group of singers and pickers down Dade City way. Some of them have moved to Sarasota, and I think maybe a Tallahassee-ite jumped in there, and I don't know who else. But let's welcome Ed Fleming and group.
Come on. In the Highland. We got quite a big group here, so we could bring a couple of more of those things around. Well, each year we like to try to have a new song, and we'd like to, we could share with you. And this is a Scott song, and we'd like to have you run through the chorus with us a couple of times. Very simple, in the key of C. Any of you got an instrument out there to play along? Is everybody here? Oh, way over there, Dennis. Then I can't think of all of these people. Who? There's Mary, and here's Joanne, and here's Pat, and here's Dan, and there's Mary Leslie, and whoever could he be? And
look,
Bob. Oh, and that's Bob. And that's all of us. Okay. Will you go into the Highland, Lindsay, Lindsay? Will you go into the Highland with me? Will you go into the Highlands, Lazy Lindsay? My bride and my darling to be.
Can you sing it?
Will you go into the Highlands, Lazy Lindsay? Will you go into the Highlands with me? Will you go into the Highlands, Lazy Lindsay, my bride and my darling to be?
Will I go into the Highlands with you, sir? I'm afraid I never can be, for I know not the land that she come from,
Now, lassie, I think you know little. If you say that you don't know me, for me name is Robert MacDonald. I'm a chieftain of high degree.
Get it.
Will you go to the Highlands, Lazy Lindsay? Will you go to the Highlands with me? Will you go to the Highlands, Lazy Lindsay? My bride and my darling to be.
Then she fell back her skirt of green satin, and she felt it above her knee. And she's gone with Sir Robert MacDonald, his bride and his darling to be.
Everyone,
will you go to the Highland, Lazy Lindsay? Will you go to the Highland with me? Will you go to the Highland, Lazy Lindsay? My bride and my darling to be.
Thank you for helping out. And now, two young ladies, Nan and Mary Leslie, are going to give us a new song, and they're going to teach you the chorus and see if you can come in on this one, particularly when you do your thing, Bob.
Right.
Well, show them. Okay, and see if you can come in on that. Get over here. You got a couple of mics that you can speak to. You want one to play into? Okay, right here, and you can sing into this. Come up, honey.
First of all, we'd like to tell you the name of the song is called Marvelous Little Toy. It's a song that Peter, Paul, and Mary have redone. And we'd like to throw in a plug for Ed Fleming's toy shop he has out front. He
all
sells
kinds
toys.
Of toys. Oh, yeah. Come buy toys.
And first of all, we'd like to let you hear the chorus so you might sing along with us. And it goes like this. It went zip when it moved, and pop when it stopped, and boom when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. Okay, could we hear you sing it with us, please? Ready? It went zip when it moved, and pop when it stopped, and boom when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. One more time. It went zip when it moved, and pop when it stopped, and boom when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. When I was just a wee little gal full of health and joy, my father homeward came to me and gave to me a toy. With many colors bright, and the moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. It went zip when it moved, and pop when it stopped, and boom when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. The first time that I picked it up, I had a big surprise, 'cause right on the bottom were two big buttons that look like big green eyes. I first punched one,
then the other,
and then I twisted its lid. And when I set it down again, this is what it did. It went zip when it moved, and pop when it stopped, and boom when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. It first marched left, then marched right, and then marched under a chair. And when I looked where it had gone, it wasn't even there. I started to cry, but my daddy laughed, 'cause he knew that I would find that when I turned around, my marvelous toy would be chucking around behind. It still goes zip when it moved, and pop when it stopped, and boom when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. The years have gone by so quickly, it seems, and I have my own little boy. And yesterday I gave to him my marvelous little toy. His eyes almost popped right out of his head as he squealed the squeal of glee. Neither one of us knows just what it was, but he loves it just like me. It still goes zip when it moves, and pop when it stops, and boom when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
Beautiful. Now, one more. It was done this afternoon, and they wanted people to sing, but we didn't. It sounded as though nobody knew the chorus. And this one you can really get into. It goes something like this.
Will the circle be unbroken?
Get in key.
Oh, will the circle be unbroken?
Is that what that is?
Thank you so much.
All right, we're to the last number on the program. Let's welcome the Dirt Kickers Band from Tallahassee.
Thank you.
Thanks to you brave souls who stayed to hear us, and we'll liven it up and wake you up a little with old Joe Clark. Y'all ready?
No.
No.
Well, all right, I'll introduce the people while we're waiting then. The fiddle player is Carol Arbogast. Mandolin player is Paul Madden. I'm Sarah Carter. This is Susie Smith. And this is Karen Erickson, and on the end, Steve Johns.
Ready?
Ready? Y'all wouldn't do anything that Mama wouldn't like, but this is a song about some things that Mama don't allow. Okay? Mama don't allow no fiddle playing around here. Mama don't allow no fiddle playing around here.
Can't hear ya! Okay!
nobody around, no hand holding around here. We don't care, cause some double don't lie, gonna hold some hands anyhow. Double don't lie, no hand holding around here.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand.
Make a friend. Make anybody you can. Mama don't allow no scat singing around here. Mama don't allow no scat singing around here. We don't care what mama don't allow, go sing our bebop anyhow. Mama don't allow no scat singing around here. Mama don't allow no music played around here. Mama don't allow no music played around here. Well, she's pretty safe with us. We don't care what mama don't allow, go play our music anyhow. Mama don't allow no music played around here. It's an old-time favorite. Some people think it's a popular song. Well, it is. But it was written by old Huddle Leadbelly Ledbetter. Long time ago, he died before he could see it really become popular. Died poor. Too bad he didn't have the royalties off of it.